This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
So the Punjins have come a long way from the Dixie Ku Klux Klan Mafia in Arkansas to the halls of State Department in the White House, and they want back in to continue their criminal operations. There is so much to get to in this hour. I have Project Veritas joining us with big breaking news in about an hour and a half. That news is set to break any minute now. Another giant bombshell. We'll have it as soon as it goes up on Infowars.com. You can bet it'll be on Drudge and everywhere else. What matters is you get it out to everybody. And then we've got Roger Stone also popping in. I'm going to get him on almost every day in the next 12 days until the election, because so much is unfolding, so much is happening. I'm tempted to start doing special broadcasts even on Saturday. Well, in fact, we've done some of those on the next two Saturdays headed in, because I'm already working 7 days a week. It is such a critical time to track everything. But we're looking at two different systems, an organized crime system versus a free market system. There's always a mix of the two, but globalism is corporate combines with criminal mafias over each nation, some religious, some cultural, some just economic, tying together to set up a worldwide fraud. And that's why we've got mafias in the Catholic Church. We've got mafias in the Communist Chinese. We've got corporate mafias at the Council on Foreign Relations that all interface and basically lock together and get power and control through scams. And what Donald Trump has been talking about is trying to break that and trying to create more of a level playing field, which always creates incredible prosperity. And then they come out a few weeks ago and say, Donald Trump and Alex Jones are deeply anti-Semitic, because any talk of a global banking cabal or any talk of rigging must mean Jews. They're the ones injecting that. They're the ones that want to take the guilt of World War II and somehow project it onto Americans that fought Hitler. It's just crazy. And that's why I made the point yesterday that if you want to look at Jewish mafia, the Emanuels, in my opinion, and going back to some of the folks that they were involved in terrorism in Israel, even Michael Savage has talked about this, are involved in mafia-style tactics to take our guns, to take over with self-driving cars, to take over with healthcare. But it's not a Jewish conspiracy, but there are thugs and gangsters of Jewish persuasion who then protect themselves when they're involved in these type of activities by screaming anti-Semitism before anyone's even bringing it up. And that's the point I made, knowing full well they then run with it and put it into some newspapers, which they've done, because you know, this needs to be debated. This needs to be discussed, because it's out of control. I want rule by the people, not by different gangs. And every group and every organization, whether they're Vietnamese or Russian, whether you're Mexican or whether you're from Venezuela, cultural groups tend to form into gangs and mafias. And it is a fact that we have a lot of gangs and mafias that basically are special interest that don't give a good you-know-what about basic peace on this earth. I don't care if it's the KKK Southerners, and the Democratic Party. I don't care if it is the Italian mafia, whatever it is. There is this arrogance that comes with it, and it needs to stop. And it needs to stop now. Now, when we come back from break, before our guest joins us, I want to run through the latest news with the election, the latest news on the polls, the latest news on where Donald Trump is going, and what I expect to happen. But here's the bottom line. In poll sampling at the lowest level, 9% more Democrats, Trump is ahead 2 to 5 points in battleground states, as people are seeing in the polls. That shows a landslide. So when they sell this idea that Hillary's preparing for her transition into power, and that Hillary is preparing for all of this, It is, again, to create the perception that Trump has already lost. This is a major mind control con, and I don't think it's going to work. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Hello, everybody. My name is Charlie Sayles. I'm a Vietnam veteran, harmonica player, vocalist, and blues songwriter. Now, I've been married, been homeless, every which way. But right now, I've hooked up with a great record company. Not just me, a lot of musicians. You're going to like this. This message is brought to you by FetalRecords.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, here's Obama back in 2015 lying, and he's now been caught red-handed. We need to clean this up. Clinton aides, newly public email shows the president's been using a secret name and secret email with Hillary. We've got to cover this up because there's a congressional investigation. Here's Obama lying.
Mr. President, when did you first learn that Hillary Clinton used an email system outside the U.S. government for official business while she was Secretary of State?
At the same time, everybody else learned it through news reports.
Were you disappointed?
Let me just say that Hillary Clinton is and has been an outstanding public servant. She was a great Secretary of State for me. The policy of my administration is to encourage transparency, and that's why my emails, the BlackBerry that I carry around, all those records are available and archived, and I'm glad that Hillary is instructed that those emails that had to do with official business need to be disclosed.
Now, here's the White House having to admit that indeed President Obama emailed Hillary's private email address And now we even have more emails saying they wanted to cover it up. Here it is.
We heard from the president in his interview with CBS about this, and he said that he first became aware of it in news reports last week. So I'm wondering if implicit in that is that the president and Secretary Clinton never emailed one another when Secretary Clinton was serving at the State Department.
That may be one conclusion to draw from the president's remarks, but it would not be an accurate one. The president, as I think many people expected, did over the course of his first several years in office, trade emails with his Secretary of State. I would not describe the number of emails as large, but they did have the occasion to email one another. And the point that the president was making is not that he didn't know Secretary Clinton's email address. He did. But he was not aware of the details of how that email address and that server had been set up, or how Secretary Clinton and her team were planning to comply with the Federal Records Act. So
not even Josh Earnest can lie as hard as Obama. The smoking gun, Cheryl Mills tells Podesta, we need to clean this up. Obama has emails from her. And this goes back to a time when they were first lying to the press, saying that none of this was going on. And look, well, you know they're lying. I know they're lying. But they lied in criminal investigations. This is smoking gun proof. This is why Nixon had to leave office. This is why the head of the EPA a few years ago had to leave, because she got caught doing the same thing. And it's just going to get worse and worse, 12 days out, more WikiLeaks coming. That's why I really see how smart Assange is. That's why I've apologized for getting mad when he didn't release more earlier. It's just that a watched pot never boils, as they say. He says he's going to keep releasing stuff after, even if she gets in or steals it. I'm told even more hardcore is coming out. So the whole world is against Hillary and this crime combine. Everyone is sick of them. They know how dangerous they are. In March of 2015 interview, President Obama said that he had learned about Hillary's use of a private email server as Secretary of State the same time everybody else had learned it. We just played that report through news reports. But that assertion concerns aides of Mrs. Clinton, who knew that the president himself had received emails from private addresses, according to a hacked email made public yesterday by WikiLeaks. We need to clean this up. He has emails from her. They do not say state.gov. Cheryl D. Mills, a top aide, wrote. John D. Podesta, another senior advisor, on March 7th, 2015. We need to clean this up. We need to cover this up. We need to abscond from Congress and subpoenas. We need to engage in fraud. The smoking gun. Obama lied about Hillary's private server, WikiLeaks proves, and they've lied to Congress, they've lied to the American people. We have a report by Mr. Schroyer, one of our great reporters, dealing with this, and it's Hillary supporters beg for election fraud. We're going to play this in just a moment, but if you really listen to them, they just don't care about corruption, and they're involved in doublethink. Because they say, this is downtown Austin, Texas, that election fraud doesn't exist, and Trump's insane when he raises it, but it's a serious threat with the Russians. But, yeah, there's a fraud going on, but just don't worry about it. So only worry about it if it's fraud against Hillary. I mean, I hope there's not fraud against Hillary. I want her beaten fair and square. But it's the immorality of these people. And I love how soft these immoral people, in my opinion, are. They love tyranny. They love it all. But it's okay because it's all soft and cute. They don't have to do it. They don't have to know how it works. They just get to sit back and have the media pat them on the head and tell them you're part of the power structure when they're actually people that are getting worthless degrees, have no future, and are actually chumps. They're schmucks. They're idiots. Let's play that report.
All right, well, here's the thing. I can see them coming out, and I can see if they're voting. See, now you're obstructing my work, and I understand we're at your place here, but
wait a minute.
I'm not obstructing anything. Yeah, and I'm not obstructing anything. That's what I'm telling
you. Well, you could scoot over. How about that? You're obstructing.
Okay, but then I cannot see them coming out, is what I'm saying.
You can see them standing right there.
All right, so standing right here is better. Right here? Is this good? All right, this is going to be fun. Owen Schroyer for InfoWars.com. We are outside an early polling station in Austin, Texas. There has been long lines outside this door, waits as long as an hour. We're going to talk to some of these people, find out who they voted for and why. All right, we're just outside the voting station here. Early polling going down. Who did you vote for today?
Donald Trump.
And you, sir?
Hillary Clinton.
Trump.
You like Donald Trump? What do you like about Donald?
He's not a politician.
Donald Trump.
You voted for Donald Trump. All right.
Hillary Clinton.
What do you like about Hillary?
She's not Trump.
We're working here. This is our only entrance in and out of the store, and so very congested. No room to do it.
Did you? Congested.
Did you vote today, sir?
I cast my vote.
Who'd you vote for?
Donald Trump.
Why'd you vote for Donald?
Because I believe Donald can get it done.
Hillary
Clinton. And what do you like about Hillary?
You know, she's a lot more progressive, and she stands for my values as a mom and a human being.
That's the best thing, her best quality?
Well, all of her bad qualities are tied to good policy, so that's convenient.
Man, I'm not congesting. I'm not causing any traffic, all right? There's no congestion. Right here? I can say it right here?
No. You're being smart ass. Why would you be a smart ass?
You just pointed. What do you mean smart ass? You just pointed right there. Why not? You don't like us? How about you tell us why we're so bad? Not for InfoWars. Why not? What's wrong with InfoWars? She called me a racist. Did you hear that? I don't understand these people that walk by. They refuse to talk to me because my mic flag says InfoWars. She's yelling at me still. When I give them the platform, I say, okay, come on our platform and tell us why we're bad. They just walk away. So I guess we're really not that bad. They got nothing to say on that. So the little nitwit that just tried to come out here and power trip on me and boss me around. This is what you got to do to bullies. You just stand up to them and they just cower. He tried to bring his manager out here to strong arm me, and the manager's like, no, he's giving us free publicity. It's fine. And that we'll continue to do our interviews. Thank you, Randles. Now, do you trust the results of the election?
No.
Maybe. I don't know.
Only if Trump wins, right?
We'll see. I do. I mean, elections are run by districts. To do a nationwide rigging is the most ridiculous thing.
Do you trust the results of the election?
Yes.
I don't question America's. We're one of the greatest democracies.
So you're going to trust the election results?
Absolutely. I'm a rational being.
So wait. So you're telling me that you requested a record of your vote and they wouldn't give it to you?
I requested a written ballot.
And you got nothing?
I got nothing.
This is actually illegal. You should be able to get a paper record in the state of Texas if you request one. But this is why the election officials dodge David Knight when he asks them questions.
Mr. Eagle?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to talk to us? You don't want to talk to us at all? People are concerned the election's going to be rigged. I guess they're really going to be concerned when they see you turn your back on us. Yeah. Well, can I talk to him? Will anybody here talk to us? Or do you want to rig this? Why are you cutting off all these audit trails? Why are you cutting down the paper audit trails?
So you don't think the Russians are meddling in the election?
Maybe. I think we need some more information.
No, I don't think so.
You think that's just made up?
Yeah, I think so.
And you're a Hillary Clinton voter?
Yes, I am.
So do you think Hillary made that up?
No.
So, but you trust it, but Russia might be meddling?
I suspect that they might be.
But you're still going to trust the results?
Yes.
So you think...
I think it's possible.
So it's possible the Russians may be meddling, but you're going to trust the results?
I will trust the results.
I'm voting Donald Trump. I'm voting Pence. Hillary needs to go to prison.
Owen Troyer, our incredible reporter out there at the corner of Ben White and Manchaca, and that is probably the most liberal area of Austin. So 40% or so were voting for Hillary, and we're horrified to see the racist InfoWars. We're so horrible, we're so racist. These people are in a total fantasy land. You notice the one lady said that her immorality was good because it was applied to good policies. So end justifies the means. We're going to do evil things because the end justifies the means to get our program through. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go to break and come back with our next guest. Please don't forget, we have a limited edition shirt shipping out same day order. That is Trump is my president, InfoWars.com, a red shirt. So you can wear it when you go and vote, turn it inside out, I guess, if you have rules against that. And then wear it outside so that people can see the numbers. But whatever you do, wear a red shirt. This is really caught on around the country. You can save 60% off on those right now. They're $9.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got this one run, and they're gone. Same thing with Hillary for President. That's gone after that. They have the original InfoWars shirt. We'll be back straight ahead, 12 days out. T-minus 12 days.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
G'day. For all the longevity opportunities, go to TeamG'day.com. But today I'd like to tell you about USACarTriple.com. Shop, save and earn cash back in thousands of stores with the price compare feature. It's Bonza. Go to USACarTriple.com. Also earns you commissions on referral and helps friends and GCN radio by sharing USACarTriple.com. From car hire, hotels, clothing, heaps of stuff. Register ID number 10076948. USACarTriple.com. USACarTriple.com. Beauty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Hello, everybody. My name is Charlie Sayles. I'm a Vietnam veteran, harmonica player, vocalist, and blues songwriter. Now, I've been married, been homeless, every which way. But right now, I've hooked up with a great record company. Not just me, a lot of musicians. You're going to like this. This message is brought to you by FetalRecords.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Why the union's that big business man, and it's going out of that dinosaur. Why they used to put food in Kansas, then they want to put on the moon and eat it raw.
Yep, there's coming a time where even your home garden will be against the wall. Bob Dylan certainly saw that 30 years ago when he wrote Sundown on the Union. Yeah, sure, it was a good idea. Until a until freedom got in the way. Yeah, democracy doesn't rule the world. You better get that through your head. This world is ruled by violence.
Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that in your head.
Michael Schneider, prolific writer, researcher, economiccollapseblog.com, joins us to get into the state of the world, the election, where he sees it all going. First off, Mr. Schneider, great to have you here with us today. Looking at the full spectrum, do you think Trump's a dead heat, behind, or ahead?
Well, I think it's an open question, Alex, because right now what we've got is these widely divergent polls. Or, for example, right now we've got some polls actually showing the race tied or Trump slightly ahead in the last few days, as high as Trump ahead 2 percentage points nationally. But then we've got these other polls, like this ABC News Washington Post survey, which had Hillary Clinton up by 12 points. So, you know, we've got these widely divergent polls this close to the election. This shouldn't be the case. But now when you look closer at the ABC News Washington Post poll, they oversampled Democrats. And what they did, they had 9 percentage points more Democrats than Republicans in the survey. They did that purposely. They described that in their methodology. And now there's a couple reasons why they might want to do that. One would be to suppress the Trump vote. If the Trump supporters think, oh, Trump's going to lose, there's no point. Less Trump supporters may actually go to the polls. The other potential reason, and more insidious reason, is to set a precedent. And so if the actual results which come out, which may or may not be legitimate, but if they show Hillary Clinton winning by a significant margin, well, they could say, well, the polls leading up to Election Day showed that, so the precedent was set.
Sure, it sets the precedent for them to steal the election and suppress the vote, and which we have the Podesta emails from a year ago saying, this is how we're going to do it. We're going to go out and oversample in for Hillary.
Yeah, absolutely. And so there's a lot of concern. But even more importantly, what people need to look at rather than the national polls are the state polls. Because Donald Trump could win the popular vote by 5 million votes even and still lose the election. So right now the key is to look at the individual states. And unfortunately for Trump, the electoral map is kind of rigged for the Democrats at this point. They kind of have a built-in advantage, if you will, even if the votes are counted legitimately. And so there's certain things that Trump needs to do in order to win the election. The first step that what Trump needs to do is he's got to carry all the states that Mitt Romney won in 2012. Now, there's a couple states where that might be an issue. One is North Carolina, where a lot of the recent polls had showed Hillary Clinton with a slight lead. Now, a poll just came out to show Trump with the lead in North Carolina, so he seems to have some momentum there. Now, also, people want to keep an eye on Arizona, which is usually reliably red, but a couple polls recently have shown potentially Hillary Clinton doing well. In fact, one poll had her up by 5 points in Arizona. But let's assume for a second that Trump can do that. He can win all the states that Romney won in 2012. Well, that only gets him to 206 electoral votes. He needs 270. So to get to 270, Donald Trump, first of all, he's got to win Florida. That's absolutely key. If Florida's 29 electoral votes, without those 29 electoral votes, it's going to be really hard to make them up anywhere else. Hillary Clinton had been leading in most recent polls. Now, today, headline on Drudge Report, Trump has taken the lead in Florida, so he seems to have some momentum there. Trump is also leading in Ohio, which is absolutely key for this election. Got to have. In fact, no Republican has ever won the presidency without winning Ohio. So people want to keep an eye on that swing state, too. Then Trump has also got to win Iowa, 6 electoral votes there. Trump's been doing well there, been leading most of the polls, so that's good news. And then Nevada. Nevada, unfortunately, that appears to be a real trouble spot for Trump. Hillary Clinton's been winning in all the recent polls, so Trump really needs to make up some ground in Nevada. Now, if Trump wins all those 4 states, he still needs one more medium-sized state, and we're talking about potentially Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, or Michigan. Now, Clinton is leading in all of those states, so maybe Trump seems to have some momentum in Pennsylvania. So that's a key to keep an eye on. But there's one more wrinkle to keep an eye on, because if Trump does all those things and wins all those states, Utah could still push him back below 270.
And they got an admitted CIA covert operations officer. That's the really nasty ones. actually trying to get all the conservatives to vote for him and not Trump, and admits he's trying to hand it to Hillary. Talk about despicable. Let's talk about it with a very informed Michael Snyder of economiccollapseblog.com straight ahead. We'll also get into the smoking gun, Obama covering up his emails to Hillary.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, I've got some bittersweet news here. They came running in during the last break and said, Alex, you got to stop. He sold out last night of the Hillary for President shirts, 2016. They're gone. So I told you we're not printing any more of those. They're gone. We have the other Lock Her Up limited edition, Made in America, with the Gadsden flag snake going after Hillary. When that's gone, it's gone. When the limited edition red shirt, Trump is my president, when that's gone, it's gone to wear on Election Day and thereafter. So thank you for your support. The shirts are available at InfoWarsStore.com. We're running a special that previously I ran once a year. I started running it 2 or 3 times a year. Now I'm running it, I guess, for the fourth time this year. 30 to 40% off, bare minimum 30%, as high as 40% off the already highest quality shortable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. My Patriot Supply, private labeled as InfoWars Select. Their full catalog, we sell it right next to their full catalog. It's already a great deal. We do this just to dominate you know, quite frankly, the market, and hope that enough people order it that even though we make small profits on each sale, overall it helps fund our operation. It's a free market idea. It's been successful. No one's got food of this quality at this price. This is the lowest you will find, period, and it makes the broadcast possible. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsSelect.com will take you right to the subpage to find the discounted, high-quality, freshly produced, right here in America, in Utah food. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com. You will find 25% off. We're still running until it sells out. More is coming in 2 weeks, and that is Brain Force, our great nootropic. We have the Biome Defense probiotic. That is the very best out there. We've done so much research. We've got the great Sleep Aid Knockout. That's such a great bestseller, 1995. We've got so many other great products like Super Mel Vitality, Survival Shield X2, DNA Force, Secret 12, Lung Cleanse. We've got the BioTruth Selenium that is just so key. I mean, selenium deficiencies are just massive. The Vitamin Mineral Fruit Punch Fusion. Deep Cleanse, the Liver Cleanse, the Joint Formula, and Bone Formula that is getting great reviews. I kind of gave it a boring name. It really is amazing, and we're going to rename that soon just because it's not a great seller, and people that do get it go, oh, my God, this is really excellent. Wow, formulas like this usually cost three times more. Yeah, we go out and give you the very best. That, by the way, is private label for one of the biggest organic companies in the nation. A lot of our stuff is original and developed with scientists and others we work with big labs, but a lot of it is also just best-selling private label stuff that we then discount. That's how we're able to do it. So InfoWarsLife.com, Rolls-Royce, Bentley, Mercedes quality at a Ford LTD or Ford Escort price, InfoWarsLife.com. And your purchase funds what we're doing here and makes it all possible. So thank you for your support. Now, I've got a lot I want to get into, but speaking of DrugReport.com, front and center, Trump, Hillary will start World War III. And then it's got him being recorded by the news, I guess it was Reuters, and it's just audio. I played it last hour. I'm going to play it again here in a moment so that Mr. Snyder can comment on it. Because when you look at it all, it really is Hillary and the globalists and the neocons that want to start this war. They really are the problem. Trump is who the whole world, and even top professors, conservative and liberal, are saying wants detente. You just can't start a war with Russia like you can Iraq, folks. U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump said on Tuesday that Democrat Hillary Clinton's plan for Syria would lead to World War III because she wants a no-fly zone, which means attacking Russian jets, because of the potential for conflict with military forces with nuclear-armed Russia. An interview focused largely on foreign policy. Trump said defeating Islamic State is a higher priority than persuading Syrian President Bashar Assad to step down, playing down a long-held goal of U.S. policy. You mean globalist policy. Trump questioned how Clinton would negotiate with Russia's Vladimir Putin after demonizing him and blamed President Obama for a downturn in U.S. relations with the Philippines under his new president. And it goes on. In addition, Trump bemoaned a lack of Republican unity behind his candidacy and said that he would easily win the election if the party leaders would support him. Yeah, they say he's bitching at him. He's raised them more money than ever from small donors, and they won't even give it to him. Zero TV ads. They're supposed to get half, he gets half. They're undermining him. They work with the Democrats. They're just as bad. That's why I didn't get heavily involved in other elections. I'm all in here because it's so obvious that the entire global power structure is after him. Now, I'm going to play the clip. But first, I want to ask Mr. Snyder, does he agree with me, and please, if he disagrees, let me know, that Trump's already won even if they steal it? But if they do steal it, we've obviously got to fight back. This has happened before. Roger Stone's heavily involved. But regardless, I'm not setting people up for fail. I believe he's going to win. But even if they steal it, globalism, the New World Order, these big mega combines being above the law, tax exempt, political correctness, WikiLeaks, all of it has come to a head through Trump and through nationalist movements, Brexit, Russia pulling out of the globalist system, all 25 EU countries moving with referendums to leave. The globalists hitting the panic button, and all their major publications sending up the bat signal saying, world government's in trouble, we're screwed, they know we robbed them. I mean, when you read real elite publications, they are abandoning ship, a lot of them. And I know Mr. Schneider writes about this heavily, the elites moving in armored redoubts, fleeing, getting out of the stock market. Let's talk big picture, destabilization, nuclear war. But first, do you think that Trump has already won?
Well, I do, but I think this is one of the most incredible moments in modern American history, where we've seen the masks are coming up off, the globalists are being exposed, and Donald Trump, what he's done already is a miracle. And if he actually won the election, I believe it would be the biggest miracle in all of U.S. Political history.
I agree.
Overcoming civil war in his own party, overcome the mainstream media, they're not even pretending to be objective anymore. The biggest assault that any candidate has ever undergone by far, you know, has been at Donald Trump.
Is he not the ultimate David versus Goliath?
It absolutely is. You know, we've never seen anything like it. However, if we go through all this and then we let them steal the election, you know, it'll be all for naught. And so we've got to be very careful, because you guys have done a great job the last few days of exposing the vote switching that is going on in Texas. And I warned about this several weeks ago, because they did they appeared to have done the same thing back in 2012. If you go back to 2012, Fox News, one quote that I had on my website was a woman in Ohio, key swing state, in 2012, where she said, hey, I went in and I tried to press Romney and it switched it to Obama. And she said she did it three times.
And it was all coming out of Ohio, hundreds and hundreds of credible reports. It wasn't other states. They pick a state and they've been bragging, watch, we're going to get Texas. Watch, we're going to get it. It's called Battleground Texas. They keep smiling and giggling and lurking. Maybe they're tipping their hand that the big dark horse upset is a theft of Texas.
Yeah, and if Texas goes blue on election night, that's a major red flag, and that might set off revolution in America, because that'll be clear evidence that the election has been stolen. But if you go back to 2012, you know, Romney threw in the towel halfway through election night, and that's what the elite want. They want Trump to throw in the towel very, very early. When Romney threw in the towel, no one bothered to look at the numbers, but I went back and I looked at Cuyahoga County, and you can still go look at the numbers today because they're still up on the internet. In Cuyahoga County, Ohio, in 2012, there were 16 precincts in that one county alone where Mitt Romney got zero votes. Barack Obama got 100% of the vote. And overall, there were 100 precincts in Cuyahoga County in just that one county where Barack Obama got 99% of the
impossible.
Vote.
We're putting the article on screen. They clearly stole it in Ohio.
Yeah, but it just wasn't in Ohio. If you go out to Pennsylvania, and Mitt Romney actually won 55 out of the 67 counties in Pennsylvania last election, but in the city of Philadelphia, there were 59 voting divisions where Barack Obama got 100% of the vote. The combined vote total in those 59 voting divisions was 19,605 for Barack Obama, zero votes for Mitt Romney. The odds of that happening by random chance are so low they're not even worth mentioning. Or you go down to Broward County, Florida, last election in 2012. There are a whole bunch of precincts down there, key precincts, where Barack Obama...
Sure, and this is just in from Adan Salazar. The voting machines in South Texas and in East Texas are shutting off everywhere. They're flipping votes. Even election officials saying something's happening. They're going to emergency paper ballots as we speak. Just now breaking. Texas County switches to paper ballots after electronic voting glitches. Problems with election software spring up in East Texas. County in Texas is switching to emergency paper ballots. It's also happening in areas of South Texas on the news this morning. After electronic voting machines in the region suffered technical glitches, which they've confirmed mean power outages, going off, and flipping votes to Hillary. So it looks like it's not the Ruskies, but Hillary behind this. We've got the letterhead. Again, so many of these reports are coming out. I can't even keep track of them. And notice it's Texas, and we have Obama. When I brought up election fraud and Trump brought it up 2 months ago, Obama made this weird statement about, now, that's down in Texas. Why? We don't count the votes down there. It's weird he says in Texas. Was that a tell? Because they've chosen their state again. Florida in 2000, Ohio 2012. Let's play Obama.
Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean? The federal government doesn't run the election process. States and cities and communities all across the country, they're the ones who set up the voting systems and the voting booths. And if Mr. Trump is suggesting that there is a conspiracy theory that is being propagated across the country, including in places like Texas, where typically it's not Democrats who are in charge of voting booths. That's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense.
Meanwhile,
I don't think anybody
you can Google Democrats pledge to take Texas from Trump. Battleground Texas is the name of the group, and they keep licking their lips saying, you watch, you watch. Is this the classical criminal tell? We're going to find out, aren't we, in 12 days, Michael?
Oh, we absolutely are. I would have never dreamed they would have tried to steal Texas. And, if, you know, we're talking 38 electoral votes. There's no way that Trump would be able to make 38 electoral votes up everywhere else on the map. But, you know, but also we need to watch for potentially dead people voting. You go out to Colorado.
Well, that's now confirmed. Oh, exactly. We were all kooks. There's 21 million people that shouldn't be on the rolls. 4 million are dead. Now, magically, all over the country, including Colorado, confirming CBS News that it is happening. So clearly it's happening.
It definitely is. And in Colorado, they found that it's been going on for over a decade, where some dead people have been voting election after election, and nothing has been done about it. But in Colorado in 2012, somehow there were 10 counties in Colorado in the last election that had voting registration rates over 100%. Now, that theoretically, that's impossible, because if you registered everyone, you would have a rate of 100%. But somehow they had voter registration.
Sure, and the national average is 55% tend to vote, even in general elections, 30-something percent in others. So that's ridiculous to say over 100%. We know there's massive fraud.
Yeah, and this is one of the reasons we need people at the polls, watching the polls. For example, in Virginia, another key swing state last election, a poll watcher told WMAL News that she watched as the Obama voters were being bussed in. But not only that, she watched the exact same voters being brought in over and over and over again to the exact same polling station throughout the day. The same voters kept coming back.
And we have three Veritas videos of the top Democratic officials, their underlings, and the head of elections in New York admitting that they're voting, they're defrauding it, and no one can do anything to stop them.
Yeah, that's why it's so key, because the Trump campaign can't be everywhere. InfoWars can't be everywhere. We need people to go out. If they see something, if they hear something at the polls, something strange.
Scream bloody murder.
They've got to report it. They've got to tell us. They've got to tell InfoWars. They've got to tell me. They've got to tell whoever they can.
Call the local police.
Yeah, tell the police. Tell whoever you can. Report it as many places as you can, because we can't let them steal this election. If it looks like it's being stolen, we've got to scream bloody murder. We cannot let them get away.
That's my next question, Michael Snyder. Clearly, we're steaming towards a very close election just because of the fraud. Trump's got a major edge from my research, but because of the Electoral College, you're right, it's still dicey. Hillary's going to go to prison. Their only hope is to get her in to cover for Obama and everybody else to fail forward. So they have nothing to lose. They're going to try to steal this sucker. And so what do we do if they do steal it? I mean, the American people are not going to stand by. Or if Trump wins such a landslide, they've already got Black Lives Matter and all the communist groups activated. They're already attacking Trump sites all over the country and firebombing things. What do we do then if they start burning stuff down? This is insane.
Well, that's the big fear, that whatever happens, we could see civil unrest, we could see rioting, we could see violence. If Trump wins, I mean, there's a headline on Drudge Report today about anti-Trump violence all over the country. His star on the Walk of Fame was smashed to oblivion. That was reported by
Democrats are organizing an attack on his new hotel in D.C.
Yeah, so we're already seeing anti-Trump violence all over the nation. And if he wins, it's just going to go absolutely viral all over the country. We're going to see tremendous violence. But on the other hand, if Hillary Clinton wins and it looks like it was stolen, that could set off violence, because I think that will be the point where good patriotic Americans have said enough is enough. We're tired of criminal Hillary Clinton. We're tired of the criminality.
Exactly, and we're tired of Soros owning the voting machines in 16% of the country, predominantly battleground states.
Yeah, but you know what? Donald Trump, you know, when he said, hey, I'm just automatically going to accept the results of the election, there's wisdom in that. And if there's one thing we know about Donald Trump, is that he's not afraid to file lawsuits. And so if it looks like it's stolen, we need to make a huge deal of this, alert the Trump campaign, and so that lawsuits can be filed, so this can be challenged in court, because we might, you know, hopefully if it looks like funny business has happened, well, we've got the stretch from November 8th to January 20th for legal challenges to be filed, because once Hillary Clinton is inaugurated, it's going to be very, very difficult.
Okay, we have to discredit her day one because of all of her criminal activity. Now, Michael Snyder, we're about to go to break, but when we come back, we'll talk about the nuke situation that I mentioned and play that clip of Trump. But first, how can they survive WikiLeaks that did deliver? They should all be indicted for this. It proves they're involved in criminality and cover-ups and taking money from foreign powers. Project Veritas has got breaking news with us next hour along those lines. We're going to break that here in about an hour, or actually about 40 minutes from now. How do they survive this? Even if they steal it, how do they get away with this?
Well, how they get away with it is because the mainstream media is in their pocket. The mainstream media won't run with this. The mainstream media won't report it to the general population. And so the mainstream media is the key. And that's Hillary's biggest asset is the mainstream media, which is just totally gone in the tank for Hillary Clinton this election. And that's why the alternative media, what you're doing, what I'm doing, is so important so that we get the truth out.
Sure. Do you think it's fair to say, though, what's left of MSM has been destroyed? I mean, they've killed themselves politically with this last open, naked, Decepticon move.
Oh, without a doubt, their credibility is destroyed. But this is a debating technique. If you watched all three debates, whenever Bill Clinton came up and his sex crime,
she didn't respond.
Hillary Clinton purposely ignored it, didn't address it, not a single word about it. And when Donald Trump brought up the fact that she paid people to commit violence at his rallies, she didn't address it with a single word. Same thing with the mainstream media. If they don't acknowledge it, if they don't say anything about it, then it doesn't become
an issue. The Politicos tell Trump, stop responding. And I get he should stay on message. But he's so truthful, they tell him, don't respond. He goes, no, I didn't do that to those women. I'm responding. No, I didn't do this. I'm responding. And it's really kind of refreshing, the fact that he doesn't play political games. I mean, I just don't know if we deserve Donald Trump, folks. I mean, I've got to tell you, I really think it's up to people's hearts and minds to be free of this. And all the sad little Democrats out there that think that Hillary's their mommy, I feel sorry for them.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produce only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, everybody. My name is Choppy Sales. I'm a Vietnam veteran, harmonica player, vocalist, and blues songwriter. Now, I've been married, been homeless, every which way. But right now, I've hooked up with a great record company. Not just me, a lot of musicians. You're going to like this. This message is brought to you by TreedleRecords.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
By the way, I've been taking a lot of calls so far this week. I'm taking some, but the next few days I do intend to leave large portions of the broadcast open to calls to get your take on what you're seeing, what you're witnessing in early voting, where you think this is all going. But this is such an over-the-top situation we're all in that I can hardly handle the suspense. I mean, geopolitically, economically, what's happening domestically, the incredible crimes of Obama and the Clintons and all caught red-handed, and to see the immorality of the press lockstep. I mean, if Republicans were doing this stuff, I'd be after them just as much. They're just as bad. That they hate Trump, too. The immorality and people on the street saying, I don't care if she does criminal stuff because it's towards a good aim. Ooh, boy, when you start hearing talk like that, man, you're talking a country in deep doo-doo. And it's mainly, I'm not picking women out, but it's liberal women. She's a mother. She cares. I don't care if she does bad. Like that Owen Schroyer report we played the first of the hour. She's getting stuff done. Good stuff. Oh, like Obamacare. And then in the emails, she says it's meant to screw you over so that they have a totally bankrupt system and bring something in even worse. I mean, to watch people that are chumps, and Hillary admits they're chumps. She hates common people. Trump loves prosperity, cares about common people. I have people that know him well. You know what? Maybe we don't deserve it, folks. Because those of us that are smart will be okay no matter what, unless there's a nuclear war. But these liberal dumbasses, they're so stupid. They're so evil. They're so knuckle-dragging. Michael Snyder's our guest. I want to play this clip as I mentioned it. Here's another article, Infowars.com, Clipper Cunningham. Norway to host U.S. Marines on Russian border. U.S. conducting drills near Russia. Massive troop builds up. Poland, you name it. Eastern Europe and Northern Europe. We've got this big headline up on Infowars.com. As globalists push war, Russia unveils defensive nuke. They can destroy Texas-sized area. I mentioned that earlier. And you heard me right. 40 megaton warheads in each reentry device. That's the type of stuff that's going on. Russia puzzled by Norway's decision to host U.S. Marines in violation of decades-old commitment. I mean, it's off the races. Open talk of nuclear war, toe-to-toe with the Ruskies. Nuclear warfare, toe-to-toe with the Ruskies. Right out of Dr. Strangelove. But this time they're trying to promote Christian values. I guess that's why they finally got to be destroyed, right? Here is Donald Trump, recorded by Reuters, at a dinner, I guess, last night, just talking candidly. Here it is.
Well, she has no plan for Syria, and with her, you'll end up in World War III. She doesn't know what she's doing, just like with Libya, just like with everything else she's done. So Syria now is no longer Syria. Syria is Russia and the new Iran that we built through the Iran deal, which is one of the worst negotiated deals I've ever seen. What we should do is focus on ISIS. We should not be focusing on Syria.
Well, you'll
end up in World War III with Syria. You're going to end up, Steve, in World War III over Syria if we listen to Hillary Clinton. She's incompetent.
And by the way, that's not fear-mongering. That's what almost all analysts worldwide, liberal conservatives, say. That Trump's who you need for peace. Even the betting and the stock markets want Trump. But no, we've got to have this crazy warmonger lady. Michael, we're going to break with you 5 more minutes with you. I appreciate your time. Economic Collapse blog. What do you add to that?
Oh, I totally agree. Over in Russia, they're covering our election. But the number one story right now is World War III. The Russians are scared to death. And they don't like Obama. In fact, a recent survey was taken over in Russia as far as the approval rating of U.S. leadership in Russia. And it came back at a 1% approval rating for current U.S. leadership, i.e. the Obama administration. And the Russians believe that Clinton is even worse than Obama. So they're scared to death of Hillary Clinton. Russian politicians such as Vladimir Zhirinovsky, he told Reuters that if Hillary Clinton is elected, we're likely to have World War III. So they very much want Trump. And if you watch the debates, Hillary Clinton, all three debates, you could just feel her animosity for Russia.
Oh, that's right. Stay there. But let's go further. Let's go further when we come back in 70 seconds. Our media then covers it up and says he's the one that's going to cause war. Inverting reality. We'll be back in 70 seconds. Project Veritas is coming on. Roger Stone and more. But 5 more minutes with Michael Snyder. I'm Alex Jones.